The other day, we were visiting with Dave Drucker. He is the Secretary of State spokesperson. And Dave Drucker, you took a question from a listener that I kind of distracted us from. This is the question from one of our listeners the other day. Gail, you're on WGN. What did you need to know? Hi.
Hi, Dave. I'm a grandma. You know, try to do everything early. I have a college granddaughter. She doesn't have a job, and she doesn't get bills come to the house. What would she need for real life?
Okay, so then we kind of lost her, and I don't think I gave Dave a chance to respond to that. Hey, Dave, are you still there? Good morning.
I am. Good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good. So I think
good.
The point
of... apologize to Gail, too. I might have helped, you know, get you off the message, too.
No. That was
but I do have
me.
An answer for her.
I derailed us. And I think the point of this call, right, Dave, is what if my college kid or somebody doesn't have all of the documentation because they aren't paying utility bills, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. The options that the young lady would have would be she could use a major credit card. That statement would be good. A voter registration card would work.
Yeah.
A bank statement would work. I'm thinking the young lady, if she's in school, probably has a checking account. And then another thing that she might try would be if she has a letter from the university, if she's in school now, that alludes to the home address, that's mailed to her home address. We would accept that as well as mail.
That's good to know. I think that sometimes, Dave, you and I have talked about this before, the business of getting your real ID is going to involve you not just gathering up the right documents, but you're going to have to acquire some of the documents. If you don't have a credit card, maybe you need to get a credit card. If you don't have a bank account or a voter ID, then maybe you need to go get those things. So,
yeah, that's a good point, John. I think there's a lot of people, especially as my generation, as you get old, as one gets older, that it's difficult to find Social Security cards.
Oh, my God.
May not be around.
And by the way, Dave,
does take a little bit of work to go to the Social Security Administration, but they're very good at getting them back to people.
But the Social Security cards from decades ago are paper and they're typed. They are so utterly forgeable or fadeable. Will you all accept an old Social Security card if I happen to find it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
They will.
And if I don't have that and I want that, here again, go to the Social Security office. They can reissue you one, right?
Yeah, and if someone is working, if they present their W-2 form that has the SOCIA on it, they will accept that.
Yeah. We're talking about Real ID with Dave Drucker from the Secretary of State's office.
And, John, this actually is related to a question we discussed once before, but I think bears repeating. We had an older person call a few weeks ago who had a similar situation, that she lived with her son.
Right.
And she said that
utility bills.
The utility bills were all in the son's name. And, you know, what would she do for mail? Again, I would suggest that she could use the credit card, a bank statement, the voter registration, or the son could take one of the utility bills and add her name to it.
Right.
We would accept that as well.
That's a good point. I do remember that very specific solution. Then just add that person's name to the gas bill, the utility bill, even a joint checking account, something
yes,
like
sir.
That. But again, I just need to make the point, I think, Dave, that some of you are frustrated. Not everybody. A lot of people, you're in, you're out, and it's fine. But if you're one of those people that's frustrated because you don't have or can't find the documents, that's too bad, but I mean, literally, you now have to take, you got till October, you have to take the extra steps to literally acquire those documents in order to get Real ID, and you have to have Real ID October 1st if you want to fly, if you want to travel.
That's correct. And John, your advice there is excellent, and I could just, if I could reemphasize that website that has the interactive device, and that people, if they forgot what I've said here, they can go to that, and they'll have different options for those categories. They'll be told exactly what they need and what options are available. realid.ilsos.gov.
Dave, we also got an email after you joined us, and this is the last question I have for you. John, they asked for my marriage certificate when I went to get Real ID. Please bring this up to Dave. I've been married for 39 years. Thank goodness I brought it along, and I also brought along my passport as well. The only items I didn't bring were my parents and husband for proof. The bottom line is over-prepare. But if can you just talk about a marriage certificate and who needs it?
We tried to make it a little easier, John. The point's well taken. I get it. We need to show every name change that takes place. And actually, originally they were looking to get the divorce papers too, but we've eliminated that. But you know, each time there is a name change, they do need to see the certificate.
Really? So does that mean every married woman who has taken her husband's name needs to show her old name on the marriage certificate and her new name on the other documentation?
Yes, yes sir.
And if here again, Dave, if you don't know where your marriage certificate is and you want to get real ID and you're a female, do you have to then go find a marriage certificate?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, men don't have that problem, do they, Dave?
Well, no. There aren't too many cases where I think the man takes the woman's name.
Maybe that happens. But
maybe we should be moving into that direction.
but if for other reasons the guy's name has changed, I don't know what those are, but then he needs to document every... And if you've been married and divorced and your name has changed a few times, do you need to find...
Each marriage certificate needs to be brought in, but you don't have to bring in the divorce papers.
Okay. I'm sure I'll get more questions down the road, but you're very helpful when you join us. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Dave Drucker is the spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office.